Negotiators are reportedly close to reaching a deal with Iran that would restrict Iran's nuclear capabilities in exchange for lifting international sanctions. They have missed a number of deadlines so far and are still working to resolve final issues. Joining us now is Ali Velshi, host of Ali Velshi on Target on Al Jazeera America. He is just back from 2 weeks in Iran. And Ali, what did ordinary Iranian citizens tell you about what they think of the idea of this deal, limiting the nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief?
Well, I'll tell you, I spoke to lots and lots of people while I was there, from vice presidents all the way down to workers and merchants. Most didn't seem to care that much about the trade-off. Everybody cares about sanctions relief. The sanctions, which have gone over 30 years, but the most crippling of which have been in for the last 3 years, are really what most people worry about. They want the ability to trade with the outside world, to buy things, to transfer money, to sell things. If Iran has to trade off its nuclear capabilities in order to do that, most people I spoke to thought that would be okay. Not everybody does. The hardliners don't. But most people thought it was okay.
So the hardline position that Iran has taken throughout these negotiations then doesn't seem to reflect what you're seeing on the ground, that people would be more willing to give up more in terms of the nuclear program just to get those sanctions lifted.
Yeah, there's a certain degree of pride in Iran's nuclear capability that stretches across the country. The idea that Iran, a country under sanction, was actually able to get that far. But as recently as Friday, it was the last Friday of Ramadan, a day that is typically in protest of what they call the Israeli occupation of Palestine. The hardliners had called on demonstrators to demonstrate more broadly against Europe, against America, against the Western imperial powers, as they call them, and a few more people than normal did turn out, but it didn't take the country by storm. In other words, hardliners understand that with a deal, their influence wanes, and the isolation of Iran becomes smaller. And so that's why most people have been affected by these sanctions. It's why the West thinks the sanctions have been so effective, to the degree that they want them lifted, and they're willing to trade off something to do it.
How open do you think people were with you as a Western reporter in Iran?
I traveled around with a minder. They're not technically government people, but they are agencies appointed by the government. I would try to talk to people about what their thoughts were on their government and the positions of their government, and if negotiations weren't going well, who they held to blame. And at that point, everybody would tell me, oh, you know what, I'm just a carpet merchant. I don't talk about politics, or I'm a computer programmer. This isn't really my thing. The general feeling is that everybody in Iran talks politics morning to night. They just don't necessarily talk it to Western reporters with cameras rolling. And, you know, I wanted to be cautious, too, about not getting anyone into trouble, because obviously we didn't interview anybody in isolation, and I didn't want anybody getting visits from officials after having spoken to us for having said the wrong thing.
And what about as you were walking around and as you maybe bought food or drink there, do you see American products everywhere, or can you see
everywhere
the sanctions in effect?
So you don't see American brands on stores. That's the one thing you don't see. There are just no American names of stores. There's no McDonald's, there's no Starbucks, anything like that. But there are more stores that have the Apple logo on them selling Apple products than you'd see in the average American city, for sure.
Huh.
There are no American cars, but there are cars from around the world. There's Coca-Cola seems to be the most commonly consumed drink on the street. And people seemed very open to the idea that we were from America. They like Americans. They really dislike American foreign policy. Most Iranians of any age can recite to you the fact that the CIA overthrew their democratically elected government in 1953 and installed the Shah in full power.
Right.
And he was there till 1979, when Iranians feel they got their democracy back. So as far as they're concerned, America has only represented the absence of democracy from Iran. And they think America props up Israel and Saudi Arabia, and they speak ill of both in relatively equal measure.
You spoke with a woman who was one of the U.S. embassy hostage takers and is now a vice president. What did she tell you?
Yeah, Masume Abtekar. She was an English speaker because she grew up in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, right outside of Philadelphia. Her father was a student at Penn. She spoke of the fact that Iran has managed, despite these sanctions, it's managed to remain an industrial country. It's managed to come up with inventions and develop a nuclear program. But that Iran and America have things in common, and that is the fight against extremism in the Middle East. She was referring to ISIL, which Iran would like to be involved in the fight against in Iraq. She didn't seem to see the irony in the fact that many Westerners feel that Iran is a state sponsor of terrorism through Hezbollah and other means. She thought that if the United States and Iran could get together, they could solve a lot of problems together.
That's Ali Velshi, host of Ali Velshi on Target on Al Jazeera America. He's just back from 2 weeks in Iran, and we'll link you to more of his reporting at our website, hereandnow.org. Ali, thank you so much.
Jeremy, what a pleasure.